We start the hour on the West Coast, where wildfires continue to engulf large portions of Oregon, Washington, and California. The smoke billowing into the atmosphere can be seen from space.
The fires have also claimed dozens of lives and destroyed nearly 5 million acres. And to put that figure in perspective, that's almost the entire state of New Jersey. For the latest, let's bring in Monica Samayoa. She's an environmental reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. And Monica, give us a sense of where you are, what the air is like, and what the sky is like today.
So I'm located in Portland, and today the sky is still foggy and very gloomy. The smoke is still very heavy in my area. The air quality index is currently reading 477. That's hazardous. I have my doors and my windows sealed as tight as I can, but I still get those big whiffs of smoke in my home.
There is a front off the coast that's hopefully going to blow some moist air in that could clear some of this smoke. But I'm thinking about firefighters. This means that the winds could now blow the fires in a totally different direction. I mean, what conditions are firefighters looking at this week?
Well, thankfully, we do have that moisture this week. We are supposed to have rain tomorrow and Wednesday, and that's really going to help firefighters fight those larger fires we are seeing across the west side of the state. Smoke has kept temperatures down, which are in the 50s, and further raised humidity. Last week during a press conference, fire officials did say these larger fires will continue to burn through at least the end of summer and well into those fall rains. If the weather changes, the situation could change, but this means that we can begin to get those containment lines set in and start to control and contain the fire. So it's a glimmer of hope.
We're starting to hear some really harrowing stories coming out of Oregon. A man who was speaking to his wife without realizing it was her. She was so badly burned. Entire towns, like a place called Detroit, Oregon, razed. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I'm from California, so I was living in California when Camp Fire hit Paradise, and these fires are burning through these areas so quickly, it's not giving anyone any time to escape them. And, you know, those are just two fires, a few fires. We've had a number of large fires that start and spread rapidly, burning an entire fire season's worth of land in just a few days. For example, Oregon's already over 1 million acres burned, and we have 34 active fires in the state, and a lot of them are still, you know, less than 10%, 5% containment. So that's why fire officials here are asking people to follow evacuation orders so we can avoid any more deaths.
There are also other challenges that first responders are dealing with. We're reading about 911 dispatchers who say they're inundated with calls from people who are actually calling in or asking for more information on false claims that the fires were started by arsonists or Antifa members. Police are begging people to stop dialing 911 call centers with this lie. Do we have any real information yet about what might have started these blazes?
Yeah, so when I was out in these same areas, this is Clackamas County, which is it's the next county next to Portland. I was out there on Wednesday, and one of the first things people were asking me about was if Antifa was starting fires. That was definitely a first for me. There was one fire that I know near the coast of Oregon that was due to arson, and that person was arrested a day or two after those fires were started, and they have been contained. I do know that most of the larger fires that we're seeing are due to the same lightning storm that California saw. And on top of that, we also had east winds that were blowing in close to 60 miles an hour for about 4 days last week, from Monday through Thursday. And on top of that, we had warm temperatures. So we just had a combination of really bad weather last week. And, you know, that's why this week with the moisture coming in, that is just great news.
Does Oregon have enough manpower right now to fight these fires?
There's definitely not enough. Many firefighters arrived too late a week ago. Oregon Governor Kate Brown put out a request for firefighters from other states, but only Utah responded. Although we've gained 1,000 crew members since then, it's nowhere near the 6,000 members Brown has asked for. I do know there are at least 4,000 firefighters throughout the whole state, but we need more to continue to fight these fires and also give firefighters that have been working, you know, 36 hours straight, a break before anything tragic happens of being overworked.
Mm-hmm. That's Monica Samayoa, environmental reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much and stay safe.
Thank you.